Between the communities of Highlands and Channel View sits what's known as the San Jacinto River Waste Pits, which is on the U.S. EPA Superfund list. In October, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency approved a plan to remove tons of toxic sludge and other materials from the river that began to leak at an escalated rate after Hurricane Harvey. It's a long time coming, and it still hasn't started yet. The San Jacinto River waste pits contain dioxin, which, according to the World Health Organization, is considered highly toxic and able to cause reproductive and developmental problems, damage to the immune system, interference with hormones, and it also causes cancer. The San Jacinto River waste pits contain dioxin because that's where a paper mill began dumping it in the 1960s, contaminating the area. The site was discovered to be polluted in 2005 by the EPA and scheduled to be cleaned up by 2008, but it still hasn't happened. The EPA has agreed to a plan started under the Obama administration to remove the toxic tons. But now the head of the EPA is Scott Pruitt, nominated to the agency by the current president. And Scott Pruitt appointed his old campaign donor and friend, Albert Kelly, to direct a task force to oversee the nation's Superfund sites, including the San Jacinto waste pits. Kelly, who has no experience in environmental protection or advocacy, was previously a banker. But he still can't be a banker anymore. The FDIC banned him from that industry for life in 2016. Kelly and Pruitt's friendly relationship was recently detailed in an article published by The Intercept that showed that Kelly gave his friend Pruitt loans for property and business ventures. Later, Pruitt appointed Kelly to the EPA position. This week, the Houston Chronicle's editorial board wrote that if he and number 39's unfit to work at a bank, then Kelly should also be considered unfit to help clean up the banks of the San Jacinto River, unquote.